When I was getting ready to make this reporting trip to Michigan, I read dense articles about politics and the auto industry, and then I would take a break to listen to music by an artist from Flint named Tunde Olaniran. Now maybe there's a lesson I've been given, or some wisdom from the stories that I need to tell. His first big single, Namesake, was an unexpected hit with lyrics about self-love and a video full of explosive choreography. If I can be me, then you can be yourself. Might not be easy. It's like we're never satisfied. Tunde Olaniran was back in his hometown of Flint this week. He had just finished shooting a music video in Nashville and was about to jet off to San Francisco for a show.
You must be Tunde.
Oh, I'm Ari.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome home.
He met us at Totem, a cafe and community center with used books and records for sale. He wore flowy clothes that a woman here in Flint sews for him. Around his neck was a 3D printed pendant of a hand that a friend of his made. My family tree's been on the run. Olaniran told me why being from Flint is important to him.
Being from Flint influences my music because Flint has a really, like, radicalized history in terms of the working class that kind of seeps into a lot of the work that we do. When it comes to, like, a song like Symbol, Symbol is really about the history of people of color, and I just don't think I would have had the same mentality if I had grown up somewhere else. I think a lot of the people I was raised with made me more critical thinker. Can we live?
That song repeats the chorus, my body is a symbol.
Yeah.
What is your body a symbol of?
A lot of things. You know, when you travel internationally and you're in like a black body, oftentimes you're seen as like threatening or you're seen as like non-existent. I think like larger bodies mean different things to people as well. And so I just was thinking about how my body means so many things that I don't like intend it to.
Yeah.
So.
And as a performer, you're putting your body out there.
Yeah.
And you're not dressing subtly.
Yeah.
And you're not, I mean, your hair is big, your clothing is flashy, your choreography is over the top. Like, you're putting it out there.
It's weird, because I don't feel like I'm really trying to be flashy. I'm just trying to be myself. I'm trying to, like, express myself in a way that feels real to me.
I have not seen you perform live, but I was talking to friends who did, and I said, what was the show like? And they said, he was like a disco ball on stage.
So my grandmother is Nigerian. She's in London, but she sends me lace and fabric from Nigeria. She's really proud of me and finds the coolest fabric for me to wear.
So it sounds like you're taking fabric from Nigeria, having it sewn into clothing in Flint, not to overextend the metaphor, but I mean, like, you are wearing
I'm
on your body your history
across the globe. No, yeah. Again, it's like, so this is interesting too. I think when you're a queer artist of color, there's always this push to like, what's the meaning behind everything you're doing? Sorry, like it's just like you. It's sometimes you're just like, I just like. I want to have fun, and like it's really simple sometimes, but the act of it, I think, on the outside for people, it comes across as like a radical statement because so much of what we are able to do as artists gets like boxed in so much. I just want to be vulnerable, so give me a chance to show it all. Can I give if I can't love myself? Go in and go out of this world by ourselves. And I just wanna be vulnerable while I'm still here. One of the songs on this album is about making the decision to go into music full time. Vulnerable, right? Mm. Yep. Vulnerable is about like me sitting in the parking lot at work and like not wanting to go in, and one day I just called up my boss and just told her I had to leave. And I think with that song, it was just like I wanted the sound of the song, like the arpeggiation of the synth, to like feel like a weird like warm release into something else, you know. I just wanted that to feel that way.
Were you at all worried about writing something that was so honest it's easy to write songs about having a great night out with friends or generic heartbreak. These songs are super personal.
Yeah, and it's challenging. I think the songs are challenging in some ways because I think our ears are not calibrated to be like on a Spotify playlist. Like, you need to not want to skip it on your like jog. And artists now are writing to be on Spotify playlists. And
oh, wow.
I think they're like watering down and really diluting their own creativity.
Give me an example. Give me an example of a song that could have sounded different.
Yeah. Stranger is actually one that has a very mellow verse. And then it switches up to be really aggressive. And I think it's a prime example of like what not to do if you want to get playlisted, because people are going to be like, oh, what? Like, if you hear it, you're like, oh, you don't want to be like jarred when you're like, you know, writing a report or whatever. To me.
It seems cliche to talk about being a role model or empowerment and visibility, and yet.
I mean, I'm still obsessed with like sci-fi and fantasy novels, and I feel like I'm like turning myself into a protagonist in one. It feels surreal, honestly. I feel lucky. I also feel like I have worked really hard to like create something that I'm proud to share and people can connect to. And I hope to like not just be an example, but use any kind of social capital that I'm creating as an artist to like make a lane for other people that are pushing against a lot of these boundaries. That's the example I'm trying to like be.
Well, Tunde, thanks for meeting us for coffee while you're in Flint here at Totem Bookstore.
It's really, I'm really, really excited y'all came. Like, really, really happy to have you all hang out here.
Tunde Alani Ron's new album is called Stranger.
Swinging my own lane in.